Hey there and welcome to Soul Church.
Our prayer is that this message encourages you wherever you may be in life.
You know, we've been hearing so many stories about what God is doing in people's lives, and we'd love to hear yours. So take a second and send your story to stories@soulchurch.com.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope that you enjoy the message. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, we are incredibly honored and privileged to be able to do what we do. And I think Sunday was extra special to be able to see all of our church family up close and personal. And I've never seen people worship God on car bonnets or car roofs or under cars or whatever part of the car you found yourself in. And you know that scripture says it, that everything that has breath praise the Lord. I imagine that includes car horns. And so sorry if you lived in the local area and we woke you up with car horns on Sunday afternoon, but we were just having church, and it's exciting. And I'm already dreaming about our next step, what we're going to do next, and already making plans for how we can just move things forward. And like I said a couple of weeks ago in chapel, this is not a sprint we're in right now. This is a marathon season, and I ran a couple of marathons last year, and so I understand a little bit about marathons. And you just got to take your time. You got to pace it out. You just got to just breathe in and breathe out, and every step. What I realized in a marathon is you never think about the finish line, you think about the next step. And that's exactly how we've got to treat every day right now. It's just a step forward. The Bible says the steps of a good man, a good woman are ordered by the Lord, and God is ordering our steps. As we keep moving forward, I believe we're going to really seriously take ground. 2020 is the year of build. We are building. God is still building his church. He's building our character in this season. And this is really what this series, Tripwires, is all about, is to help us strengthen and build and enlarge our character. And we're going to deal with one of those tripwires today. So I'm going to make no apology. Today will be very, very, very practical, possibly challenging, and even confronting, all right? So the Bible says truth brings people into freedom. So today I just wanted to share something. I've never spoken on this subject before. But before we let you in on what we're speaking about, in fact, all of our staff, you guys can grab your seats. 2 Corinthians 2:11 has been our series verse for this Tripwire series. It says that there is no advantage may be gained over us by Satan, our enemy, for we are not ignorant of his devices. And tripwires are simply devices that come along to try and trip us up in our walk. And one of Satan's many ways is tripwires. He tries to catch us off guard. And we've looked at temptation. Steve spoke a couple of weeks ago on the fear of man, which was fantastic. But today I want to tackle a really tricky tripwire. And it's tripped all of us up at some point, the tripwire of gossip. Isn't that an ugly word, gossip? As soon as I say the word gossip, it brings back possibly a painful memory, or for some it might trigger a this is a weakness in my life. And so I want to be really open, vulnerable. I want us to talk about this because I think it's something that we need to talk about. I think we've all been guilty of at some point tripping over this wire. What is gossip? What is gossip? Well, I've tried to compound it into a small phrase. Gossip is passing on information when you are neither part of the problem or neither part of the solution. So it's basically nothing to do with you. So you're not part of the problem and you're not part of the solution. You're just a passer on of information. I heard a story recently about a church gossip. Her name was Agnes. She was the church gossip. She was a self-appointed monitor of the church morals. She kept sticking her nose into every person's business. And several people did not approve of her extracurricular activities, but feared enough to maintain silence. You ever met that person where you don't want to get involved because you're so scared of them? That was Agnes. Anyway, she made a horrible mistake when she accused Tommy, a new church member, of being an alcoholic. She'd seen his truck parked in front of the town's only bar one afternoon. And she emphatically told Tommy and several others that everyone seeing it there would know what he'd been up to. Tommy was a man of few words. And he stared at her just for a moment, and then he walked away calmly. He didn't explain it. He didn't deny it. He didn't defend it. He said nothing. I think, way to go, Tommy. Yeah, way to go, Tommy. I think we love Tommy. Later that evening, Tommy quietly parked his car in front of Agnes's house, walked home, and left it there all night. There we go. There we go. See, Chantel and I are really thankful that Soul Church, we don't have a gossip culture. We also want to make sure in our church and in our offices and in your life and your family that we keep it that way. I think many churches and organizations potentially and in homes, gossip can be rife. Thankfully, again, I grew up in a home where my mum and dad would never entertain gossip at the table. They understood that the big dinner table had little ears. And my whole life, I can honestly say, my parents never gossiped. The Bible's got a lot to say on this. Whenever the Bible has got a lot to say on something, I think we should listen up. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 28 says, "A perverse person stirs up conflict, and a gossip separates close friends." Proverbs 26, 20 says, without wood, a fire goes out, and without a gossip, a quarrel dies down. I want to talk this morning, this evening, this afternoon, wherever you're listening to this, on the subject matter of the devil's radio. The devil's radio. Gossip FM. So many people tune in to this station for their daily dose of gossip. Now the question is this: am I a DJ, am I a listener, or am I a switcher? See, there's only three groups of people when it comes to gossip. You can be the DJ, which means you are the gossip, you are playing the devil's radio. Or am I a listener, which means you are quite happy to listen to the subject, or are you a switcher? Do I switch to the next station? So I want to talk today about why we should avoid gossip and how we should avoid gossip. The why and the how. I want to talk, first of all, about the why. I'm going to give us seven reasons to switch stations. The devil's radio. I have never spoken a message called the devil's radio before. But we're just going to see what happens. Okay, here's seven reasons to switch stations. Number one is this: gossip is devastating to relationships. Bible says it separates close friends. You know what God's desire is? Healthy relationship, whole relationships, friendships, strengthened relationship. Enemy wants to cause devastation in our relationships. We've all seen how devastating speaking behind people's backs can be on relationships. Here's what I want you to write down, your first takeaway. Whenever there's gossip, there's devastation. Doesn't matter whether there's gossip in your family, in the church, in your business. Whenever there's gossip, it only causes devastation. Why? Because the Bible is true. It says it separates close friends. Can you remember a time when someone gossiped about you, or you were involved in a situation? I can guarantee you it caused separation and devastation. God's heart is health, wholeness, and togetherness. God wants to put relationships back together again. The enemy wants to divide, and he wants to pull apart. But God's heart is to make whole. You know what gossip is? Gossip is like cancer to the body of Christ. It spreads and it destroys. You know, I've seen churches. Thankfully, I've never been part of a church. But I've seen churches ripped apart from it. Chantal and I will do everything to protect that culture. Two of our values of our church is we're Christ-centered and we're people-empowering. We want to keep Jesus at the center of everything we do. We want to empower people. We don't want to gossip about people. We want to empower people and see the best in people. Seven reasons to switch stations from the devil's radio. Number one, gossip is devastating to relationships. Number two, gossip is a reflection of our heart. This is a perverse person. What does perverse mean? It means unhealthy. Talking about an unhealthy heart. Everything flows out of your heart. If your heart is hard, your words will be hard. If your heart is cold, your words will be cold. Gossip just reflects ultimately what's going on inside of my heart. The challenge is when I gossip, and we've all done it, I feel better about myself. Because it actually numbs the pain of the issues, the insecurities, and the stuff that I'm dealing with in my heart. Can I just help us with something here? The moment someone starts gossiping, remember it's never about the issue, it's about the condition of their heart. So when anyone's gossiping, remember, I want you just to park whatever they're saying, but actually, I want to help you because it's about your heart, not the issue. It's a reflection of your heart. Number three, gossip is inevitable if you talk too much. We just read that without wood, a fire goes out. If you talk too much, it just becomes careless. One of the reasons my dad never gossiped is he just spent too much time listening. People say to me, how do I stop gossiping? It's really simple. Start listening. All you do is just listen. You spend more time listening. Practice asking better questions. You know, Jesus spent his whole time in ministry asking questions and listening. He spoke very little. I believe that God wants our words to build people. I heard it said recently, small minds talk about others, big minds talk about vision. Small minds, all they want to do is talk about other people, but big minds want to talk about vision. I love being around people who talk about the future, who talk about ideas and ways to move things forward. You know, gossip is inevitable in my life, in your life, if we talk too much. Number four, this is the why, by the way. This is why gossip is so destructive. This is why we've got to tune out from the devil's radio. Gossip never addresses the issue. It says, without gossip, a quarrel dies down. How many times have we all heard gossip and we've challenged back with, have you actually spoke to the person involved? Have you actually heard their side of the story? How to kill an issue in your life. Here we go. You ready? Stop talking about it. I honestly think one of the ways to stop a second wave in our country is to actually stop empowering it with our words. I don't like people talking to me about a second wave or a second spike. I want to be talking about the healer, God. I want to be talking about the power and his strength and his love. The Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. You can literally speak life into a situation or death into a situation because gossip never addresses the issue. I want to encourage you, if you have a disagreement with someone, settle it one-on-one. First of all, settle it with the Father, and then settle it one-on-one. We don't need to bring everyone else. We don't want to bring the 6 billion people on Facebook into our issues. Yeah. And this is what I found, and I've learned this the hard way, so please hear my heart. Whenever I settle it one-on-one, the quarrel dies down. The moment I start talking about it and sharing it and spreading it and writing about it, it keeps building. The challenge is whenever you bring so many other people into it, it's much harder to reconcile a large group than it is a small group. And I've seen gossip, it spreads. The Bible says it spreads like a wildfire. And the more people you bring into it, the more people you've got to try and calm it down later on, and it becomes more difficult. If you've got an issue with someone in your life, can I encourage you, settle it one-on-one. Settle it first with the Father, cast your cares on him, and then take it one-on-one. Gossip never addresses the issue. Number five, hope this is helping, by the way. And I also hope you're feeling the love and the grace and the compassion behind it because God wants you whole. He wants your relationship strengthened. Number five, gossip feels good, but it never ends good. It says it stirs up conflict. Oh, how good is it to hear some juicy gossip? It's like a fresh mango. But gossip always leads to drama, and drama always leads to conflict. Please write that down on your fridge. Gossip always leads to drama, and drama always leads to conflict. Whenever someone says, I've got drama in my life, it's because you're connected to some gossip. Gossip and drama are joined at the hip. It feels good at the beginning. Every time a conversation begins with, have you heard? More often than not, it will lead to conflict. Whenever you gossip, it feels good. But let me tell you, it never tends to end good. Also want to say this, anyone who gossips to you, I can guarantee you, is gossiping about you. I'll say that again. If anyone is gossiping to you regularly, I can guarantee they are gossiping about you. Be careful around people who are constantly gossiping and telling you things and sharing, oh, I just need to share this with you. Number six, gossip is unhideable. Gossip is unhideable. It says a gossip separates. Now, this is why gossip is unhideable. You think you can hide it, but you can't because people gravitate away from you. So whenever friends are gravitating away from people, it's because gossip is in the circle. I always know when people are speaking poorly of Soul Church because they gravitate away from Chantel and I. I know when people are speaking poorly about you and your business and your family because they gravitate away from you because they don't want to be close. They can't look at you in the eye anymore. Their body language changes. You can't hide gossip. You know when people are talking. And, you know, I'm being pretty blunt here today, and I know that, and I'm sorry if you're taking this the wrong way, but I want to help people. I want to help you. If this is, you know, if you're listening, you're a business leader, maybe you can apply some of these principles into your organization. Number seven, and this is a tough one, gossip is guilty by association. You might not be the DJ, but you can be the listener. You might not be the person who's spinning the wheels, but here's the deal. If you're listening to the wheels, you're part of it. It says, without wood, a fire goes out. It's not just repeating it, it's listening to it. And as followers of Jesus, I believe we have a responsibility to put fires out, not just allow them to burn. Just because you're not adding wood, you can still enjoy the meat. And if I didn't walk away or ask them to stop, I'm actually guilty. Let me tell you, I have been guilty in so many situations of being present when gossip is being spread and not being the DJ. And we feel if we're not the DJ, we're not part of it. But let me tell you, it's listeners that keep radios on the radio. So it's gossip is guilty by association. That's all the bad stuff. Okay, here's all the good stuff. Are you ready? Moving forward, we've talked about the why, let's talk about the how. How do we avoid the tripwire of gossip, and how do we get over the pain it's caused? Are you ready, Sam?
I'm ready.
Ready, Jin?
Yep.
Come on. Here's four simple steps. Number one, you've got to close things down. Proverbs 26:20 says, when you run out of wood, the fire goes out. We've had a few fires over this COVID season at home. Our kids love making fires and enjoying them. But here's the thing. As soon as the wood goes, the fire goes. And our role as followers of Jesus is to remove the wood, not put more on. So you got to watch out for phrases like, have you heard? Or did you know about? I've got to share this with you. I've got a concern about. Or wait for it. Can we just pray about? We can even spiritualize gossip. Oh, have you heard? We must pray. They're having an affair. Did you know? We like to spiritualize it. Got to close down the convo. We can close it down with statements like, that's fine. I don't need to know that. Well, one of the really brave ways of shutting down Devil FM is say, do they know that you're telling me this? Whew. Here's the deal. I've got enough drama in my own life, trying to run the church, stay married, keep my kids occupied, entertained, without you telling me drama from someone else's family that's only going to add to my drama, and you've got enough drama in your life without me coming along going, I think we just got to try and figure out our own drama. As my wife just said, save your drama for your mama. Don't know what that means, but it sounds good. Pastor Brian Houston, who's our pastor, he says this. He says, if your small ears didn't hear it, then your big mouth shouldn't repeat it. I love that. Challenging though, isn't it? Probably this is not too spiritual enough for some people, but you can switch stations. Close things down. Number two, you got to let things go. Paul gives the church in Philippi some great advice in this letter. He says in Philippians 3:13, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to take hold of this. But one thing I do, I'm forgetting what is behind and I'm straining forward to what is ahead." Let things go. You got to let things go. There's two things you got to let go. Number one is you got to let go of the things you've heard about others. And number two, you've got to let things go that you've heard about you. You got to let things go. You can't live holding on to what people said about you. So how do we let go of things we've heard about others? You ever been really impressed with someone and then you hear something about them? You probably heard some of my sermons and you've heard something that's been said about me. We've all done it with speakers, pastors, leaders, preachers, teachers. How do we let things go after we've heard things about others? Really simple. Number one is this. Remember, people are human. We live in a world right now that's pointing fingers at everyone, both in the past and in the present. And here's the reality is we are all human. We're all products of the age and the environment that we grew up in. And it's very easy to cast a judgment. We all love receiving grace, but we struggle giving it. And you've got to believe the best in people when they're at their worst. Why? Because Jesus did that for me. He still believes the best in me and you, even when I'm at my worst, even when I'm at my low point, even when I think a wrong thought, say a bad word, go to a wrong place, he still loves me. That's what it is, forgetting the things behind. And I know some of you, you've been talked about, you've been gossiped about, you've been hurt, you've been bruised by life, been by words. That old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It's not true. In fact, words are the most painful things that can ever happen in our life. Every war in history started with words. Painful words. Provocative words. But as Christ follows, we have to make a decision that we let go of words. Got to let go of the things you said about heard said about others. We've got to see people the way God sees people. And then you've got to let go of the things that you've heard said about you. How do I do that? And that's hard. I think one of the ways you do that is by remembering what Christ has said about you. Whenever I hear things what other people have said about me, I have a choice. I can either allow them to take residence in my heart or I can remember what Christ has said about me. Rising above gossip is all about where you place your identity. When you place your identity on what God's word says about you, you become gossip proof. So what does God's word say about you and I? Number one, he says, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Psalm 139, verse 14. I will praise your Lord, for I am wonderfully and fearfully made. Marvelous are your works that my soul knows very well. What are those two verses saying? It's basically, I've screwed up, I've messed up, but guess what? God's grace, his love has saved me. I'm not going to hold on to the words of other people, the gossip. I'm going to hold on. My identity is in you. That's how you move forward. Today, God does not judge you. God does not judge you according to your sin, your mistakes, because he's already judged his son Jesus on the cross. Are you getting this today? You've got to close things down. You've got to let things go. 1 John 3:1 says, it's my desire, Jesus is speaking, to lavish my love upon you. A renowned theologian, Dr. Karl Barth, visited the University of Chicago many years ago, and scholars and students gathered from all over America to listen to Dr. Barth. And one of the students asked him, he said, what is the most profound truth you've ever heard in God's word? What's the most profound truth? And the students were on their phones and their notepads, ready to write down what that truth was. Maybe it was some rhema word, something new that none of them had spotted before. And he said these words. He says, Jesus loves you. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Everything comes back to what God says about me, not what other people says about me. His love is unchangeable. His love is undeniable. Don't hold on to anything that can have a detrimental effect on your well-being. Don't allow their small words to affect the big call of God he has on your life. You got to let things go. And number three, You got to put things right. You got to put things right. Close things down. Let things go. Put things right. If you've ever gossiped, go put it right. Go put it right. Ask for forgiveness. First of all, we go to God and say, God, I'm so sorry. My tongue just ran away. Phone them before you talk about them. Pick up the phone. Jesus was speaking. He said this in Matthew chapter 18. If your brother sins, if your brother gossips against you, go and confront him privately. Notice he did not say, go and tell your group. Notice he did not say, don't put it on Facebook. Notice he said, don't tweet about it. He says, go and confront him privately. Maybe you've been deeply hurt by gossip. And things have been said in the home, in the office. And things, maybe a confidence has been broken by a family member or a church member. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry if the church has hurt you. Whether it's this church or another church. But here's what God says to you. You got to put things right. Life is so short to hold on to things. Oh, but you don't know what they did. And I'm sorry that they did that. And I don't know what they did. And you're right. But forgiveness is not about them. It's about you. If you choose, you can live in this cell where you're constantly bombarded with the memories of the past and the pain, or you can decide to live in freedom. That's not their choice. That's your choice. To put things right. Here's what God's word says. It says, pray for those who despitefully use you. Pray for the person who's gossiped against you. Do you know what happens when you pray? This release comes on you. Release that you become like, wow, I feel this sense of peace. I feel God's presence right now, wherever you are in your living room. And I know you've been hurt. Some of the words that have been said, maybe from people who should have known better. Could even be people in leadership. Could be people in our church. I'm sorry. But let it go. Pray right now. Say, God, give me the strength. I'm not going to see them through my eyes anymore. I'm going to see them through your eyes. I'm going to realize that people make mistakes. We will continue to make mistakes. That's why God's grace is here. Number four, we've got to move things forward. We've got to move things forward. You've got to close things down. You've got to let things go. You've got to put things right. And number four, and finally, you've got to move things forward. You've got to make a decision today that I will not entertain gossip in my home. Mums and dads, don't allow gossip at the table. Don't allow gossip around the mealtime. Don't allow gossip in the home. Don't allow gossip in the school playgrounds when we eventually get back. They can be a place where people chitter chatter. Have you heard? Did you see? Shut it down. So I don't need to know that. Speak life and blessing and hope and strength over your school. You know the people running your school? They're human. You know the people who are running our country right now? They're human. I wouldn't want to be in leadership right now. Everyone's pointing a finger saying you should have done this, you should have done that. Did anyone see this coming? So what do? We don't gossip. We pray. The Bible says, pray for those who rule over you. That's our only instruction. Switch stations. Use your words where the devil hates them, which is loving people. And building people, and helping people, and strengthening people. Use your words to empower people. Use your words to write your future. Say, God, help me to recognize, even when I was putting this message together, I was getting the Holy Spirit was saying, hey, you need to just switch over on that area. Refuse to entertain negative conversations on social media. Refuse to get entangled with debate. Because so much of it is gossip. 1 Corinthians 13:5. It's one of my favorite scriptures. It says, love keeps no record of wrongs. For some of you today, you got to wipe the record clean. You got to jump over the gossip channel. You got to switch channels. Because gossip is a tripwire. It wants to trip us up. He wants to break down relationships. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life. You might have health and strength in every area of your life. Amen. Amen. Just a moment, I'm going to hand over to Joseph. We're going to receive communion together. And communion is a beautiful, it's a reflective moment. You know what? I want us to think about the times we've been hurt and maybe the times we've hurt others. This is a time where we drink his blood and we remember that we're clean. Even though I might have gossiped, even though I might have been hurt from gossip. Guess what? I'm free. Today is a new day. My slate can be clean. Why don't you make a decision today? Just as Paul did, forgetting the things which are behind. I'm going to close things down. I'm going to let things go. I'm going to put things right. And I'm going to move things forward. And I'm not going to be tripped up by this wire. Father God, I thank you for the church. I thank you that you're building the church. And I thank you, Lord, today we recognize the enemy's tripwire of gossip. And Father, we can trip over it. And we might not even be the DJ. We can just be the listener. But today I pray that you'd give us the courage to switch channels. We wouldn't entertain negativity. We wouldn't entertain those words, those opinions, Father God. But we would use our words where the enemy hates them the most, which is to love people and help people and strengthen people. Father, I pray that you'd give people the courage and the strength to put things right where things might have been done to them or things that have been said about them or things that they've said about others. We thank you that you love us despite our inadequacies, despite our failings. You still love us. I pray that people would receive your love afresh. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, I pray, please, hear my heart on tonight. You've received this in grace because that's exactly where the heart has come from. Chantal and I just want to empower you to live the life that God's called you to lead. God bless you.
Thanks again for tuning in. And if you said the salvation prayer today, we'd love for you to email connecttofaith@soulchurch.com so we can talk to you a little bit more about this incredible decision that you've just made.
Yeah, you know, and if at any point in the service you felt moved to give towards any of our local or global initiatives, then head to soulchurch.com and click on the giving at the top of the page.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope to see you again soon. God bless.